The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and when they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus said to him in reply, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then he led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapet of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. The Gospel of the Lord.
You know Pat Carino, pastor over at St. Peter and Paul. Let's talk about Pat, shall we? Pat is probably he's the first priest that I was friends with. I've known Pat since just before his ordination. He wasn't a mentor, wasn't a pastor or associate in a parish. First priest that was a friend of mine. When I got ordained, he was vocations director for the diocese. And since we were friends, it was a very different relationship with Pat than I had with the previous vocation directors. And to be honest, I probably drove him crazy. Nuts. Typical conversation. I mean, he tried to be a good vocation director to me. Said, "Now, Chris, behave. Do good. Avoid temptation." Oh, Pat. You know, I want to be virtuous. Is it more virtuous to avoid temptation or to resist temptation? I know which one is more fun to try and do. And by the way, if we are avoiding temptation, then we never come across temptation. And so, where's the virtue in that? And so to be the most virtuous, I should put myself in as many positions to try to resist temptation as possible, right? Yeah, he would just roll his eyes like that. But you know, we don't have to resist temptation, avoid temptation. Temptation is all around us. We can't get away from it. It's both external and internal. Jesus in the gospel faces his own temptations. You know, I used to think that the ones that we hear about in the gospel this morning had nothing to do with me. How could I relate to those temptations? I'm not going to find myself wandering around in the desert, tempted to turn stones into bread. Pizza maybe, but not bread. I guarantee I will never, ever find myself on top of the temple in Jerusalem. But the temptations that Jesus faces, they're actually rather basic. They're the same temptations that we all face, probably each and every day. Go ahead. Have some bread, Jesus. Give in to your hunger. Quench your desire. Satisfy all those cravings that you have. Keep up with the Joneses. The one with the most toys wins, right? Don't be satisfied with what you have. Keep on the lookout for what you have not. Give in to all your whims. Right here, right now, immediately. Oh, come on, Jesus. This is getting us nowhere. How about a little bit of fame? How about some glory? You deserve a few attaboys. You've been working hard. You deserve to get ahead. It's not cutting anyone else down. It's merely building yourself up. Cut a few corners. Compromise some values. You'll find that it's only hard the first time. After that, it gets easier and easier and easier. Deny who you are. Fine. Jump. Make God do your bidding. You're powerful. You have control. You have authority. Exercise it. Force your will on others. Make others do your will. Why? Because you can. And you're important. No one is as important as you. Be passive-aggressive if you need to. Just do what you can to get your way. No one else matters. Their worries, their fears, their problems are no concern of yours. These temptations that Jesus faces, these are the same temptations that we all face. He got through them. He got through them by being faithful to himself and being faithful to God. Be faithful to yourself. Be faithful to God.